Imagine this. You swap one dull hero image on your landing page for a quick $40 stock edit, and nothing happens. Then you authorize an $800 reshoot with a small directional brief. And within 2 weeks, you see a measurable uptick in clicks, inquiries, and revenue that more than covers the shoot. Sounds like a dream, right? Today, I want to show you the ritual that helps you pick the right move every time so that when you spend, you do it defensively and with measurable odds on your side.
Here's what you'll get in the next 20 minutes. A three-question triage, impact, reuse, confidence, an adaptive spend tier rubric that maps to team size and budgets, a quick 90-second mini case with real numbers, 3 low-friction experiments you can run this week, and a short role play you can use to win stakeholder sign-off.
Let's dive into triage. Picture this as a compass. 3 quick questions you ask before you touch a penny. First, what's the expected impact? Second, how much reuse will this asset get? Third, how confident are we in our hypothesis? Answering those 3 gives you a score that tells you whether to swap, tweak, or escalate.
I like calling it the IRC check. Impact, reuse, confidence. Quick note, impact is about the metric you care about, usually CTR or conversion rate. Reuse looks across channels, landing pages, emails, ads. Confidence is how much evidence you already have. Do you have prior tests or 0 data?
Exactly. Now, the audio-friendly math. Treat expected impact as a percent lift in your primary metric. If you expect less than a 5% lift on CTR, treat that as low impact. Reuse is a count. Will this asset be used in 1 place or 3? And confidence is scored from 1 to 3. Anecdotal, proxy data, or actual test data. When impact is greater than 5% and reuse is 2 or more channels, escalate to a bigger effort. When confidence is low, favor quick experiments first.
Quick question. When you say escalate, do you mean bring in a photographer or a small production? How do you map that to actual dollars?
Great question. That's where the spend tiers come in. Think tier A, fast swaps under $100, image swaps, quick edits, a designer doing rapid mock-ups. Tier B, studio light, roughly $300 to $2,000, short shoots, micro-productions, or small freelance teams. Tier C, marquee, $2,000 and up, full shoots, agency-level production, multi-location. Use the triage to pick the tier. High impact plus high reuse plus medium high confidence, tier B or C. Low impact plus 1 channel, tier A.
Add a contextual modifier, time and team. If you have a 1-person team and a tight 2-day window, even a high-impact idea might need a Tier A prototype first. If you're a small team with steady content cadence, schedule a studio light day and batch assets for reuse.
Let's make this concrete with our mini case. Real numbers. An e-commerce brand had a product landing CTR of 1.2% from paid ads. They ran 2 options. Option A, a $40 image swap, same copy, new hero image from a stock edit. Option B, an $800 reshoot with basic direction for lifestyle shots. Option A changed CTR to 1.25%, a tiny move. Option B moved CTR to 1.8%. That's an absolute increase of 0.6 percentage points, which is a 50% relative lift from the baseline.
Let me do the quick revenue sketch. Assume 10,000 impressions, a 1% conversion from clicks to purchases, and average order value of $80. With a baseline CTR of 1.2%, you get 120 clicks, 1.2 purchases. Call it $96 in revenue in this simplified sketch. At 1.8% CTR, you get 180 clicks, 1.8 purchases, roughly $144. So the incremental lift is about $48 for that impression window. Scale that to a month of spend, and the $800 shoot pays for itself if you run the ads consistently and reuse the asset across emails and hero slots.
That makes sense. The key is reuse. If that reshoot supplies 5 placements across the funnel, the marginal ROI improves fast. I've seen one directional shoot feed social, in-store signage, email headers, and paid ads. Suddenly, the $800 is spread across multiple wins.
Exactly. Reuse is a multiplier.
That's why our simple rule in the kit is expected lift greater than 5% and reuse greater than or equal to 2 channels. Consider Studio Lite. If you don't have analytics to be precise, use proxy metrics, click through on a small audience, or a short A-B window, and aim for directional signals, not perfection.
Okay, time for the 3 low-friction experiments you can run this week. 1. Paired control smoke test. Create 2 assets, your control and a low-effort aeration, and run them in parallel to a small but identical audience slice for 3 to 7 days.
For paired control, sample guidance, aim for a minimum of a few thousand impressions or a few hundred clicks, depending on your funnel. The kit includes a quick lookup table to translate traffic volumes to minimum sample sizes so you don't overpromise precision. And again, if you can't get hard numbers, the sniff test plus a small ad test will tell you directionally what to do.
Now, let's role play a short on-call script you can use when a stakeholder wants everything polished equally. I'll be the stakeholder, and Michael, you be the designer proposing the visual budget plan.
Perfect. Okay, Wendy, imagine you're the VP of marketing asking for a full brand refresh across all channels. I say, I totally hear you. Brand consistency matters. Here's a low-risk plan. We test a Studio Lite approach on our highest traffic landing page first. If we see greater than 5% lift and the asset proves reusable across email and paid channels, we scale to the hero set. This protects budget and gives us measurable thresholds for a full rollout. I've got an email script and acceptance criteria ready. 5 minutes to sign off and we'll run the first 5-day test.
As the stakeholder, I respond, I like the data approach. If you can show me the projected impact and the reuse plan in one page, I'll greenlight the test. That one-line acceptance is exactly what you want to hear. Feel free to use that wording.
That script is gold. Short, measurable, and it hands them control. Decision makers appreciate a clear exit ramp if the test doesn't move metrics.
All right, quick decision framework cheat sheet, spoken plainly. If you're solo or tiny team and reuse is low, default to Tier A prototypes. If reuse is medium and expected lift clears that 5% bar, go Studio Lite and batch assets. If you're cross-channel and the brand risk is high, move to Marquee, but only with clear acceptance criteria and staged milestones. Guardrail. Never spend Marquee dollars without an approved success metric and a planned reuse map.
And a practical guardrail for small teams, always include a harvest step. After a shoot or swap, catalog every usable crop, color variant, and social cut so the cost is amortized across multiple placements. That's how you make every pixel pay.
Before we wrap, 3 takeaways to use this week. 1, run the triage. Ask impact, reuse, confidence before any spend. 2, use the tier rubric to pick an action. Swap, Studio Lite, or Marquee. 3, validate fast. Paired control, short window A-B, or a 5-person sniff test. If you want templates and the worked math from today's mini case, download the visual budget kit in the episode notes.
Quick housekeeping. If you want the templates or a checklist to run the paired control test, head to mgwdstudios.com/submit to register and get access to the kit. Also, if you've got one project you want feedback on, submit that link and we'll pick one to highlight and walk through in an upcoming episode.
One last tip. Track the smallest proxy that matters. Often that's CTR in ads or click-through to checkout. Keep it simple so you can move quickly.
And remember, creative choices are reversible if you test first. Treat bigger spins like staged bets, not all-or-nothing gambles.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Anthony. If you enjoyed this, subscribe so you don't miss the next episode, where we'll unpack batch production for small studios. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively. I'm Michael Wallace. Go test one small idea this week and tell us what happened.